It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Roman Yossi of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Matt Duchene of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Eustace Arros of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Ryan Johansson of the Nashville Predators.
You're listening to the Renegades of Puck
with Crazy Charlie.
Welcome to the Bunker. Welcome to the Renegades of Puck podcast. I'm your host and captain, Crazy Charlie Sonia. And before we get started on the No Half Step in Hockey coverage, let me tell you about our home website, renegadesofpuck.com. Once you go to renegadesofpuck.com, you learn everything you need to know about the show. And once you get educated about the show, you can click on that merchandise tab. That's taking you straight to our classic logo t-shirt, our pride logo t-shirt, all of our special event t-shirts, and this brand new Last One to Die t-shirt right here. So check out our online store today. All the gimmicks you've come to know and love and expect from the Renegades of Puck. Socks, wall art, throw pillows, bed sets, all still there and available for you, so you can outfit your entire person or your entire home with Renegades of Puck merchandise. And we sure would appreciate if you would do that. After all, we've sold out so that you can buy in. Social media is of critical importance to this independent hockey operation, so listen up, Renegades. Here's how you can help out the cause. Please go to Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, or Instagram and give us a like, a follow, a subscription, all of those things, and then pass some links around and let the other Renegades out there know about us. We're building this operation one Renegade at a time, so every little bit of effort by you and by us goes a long way to helping create a better, and bigger audience for the Renegades of Puck. YouTube, of course, you can give us a subscription there and turn on those notifications, please. And Stick Taps, love and respect to everyone who's given us a subscription as of late. We have seen a nice uptick in the numbers since we have pivoted to covering Milwaukee Admirals and Calder Cup playoff hockey. So thank you very much. It is definitely noticeable and it is appreciated. You can find the audio version of the podcast on numerous platforms thanks to the Full Press NHL Network. We are very pleased and excited to be a small part of that very, very big broadcasting family. So we appreciate everything they've done behind the scenes to make sure that the Renegades of Puck are being heard by more Renegades than ever before. Google, Stitcher, Spotify, that's just a couple of different examples, but there are plenty more platforms. Just search Renegades of Puck in your preferred platform today. We sure would appreciate if you would go ahead and join the rest of the Renegades following along with the audio version of the podcast. Venmo is how you can become a sponsor or just make a donation to the show. You think we're doing a good job? Well, a dollar sure goes a long way to helping us here in the Bunker. So scan the QR code that's currently on your screen or just search Renegades of Puck when you go to Venmo. Thanks to generous Renegades like you, during season two of this operation, we were able to make significant upgrades. You can see, hear, and feel the differences in the show from where we were at this time last year. And again, that's thanks to generous Renegades just like you watching and listening at home right now. So we sure do appreciate each and every one of you. Now listen, I know it's time to get to the No Half Step in Hockey coverage. So let's get to the goods, and we've got a lot of it right here. It's time for operation number 762. That is right. It is time for show number 762. And at this moment in hockey history, the Milwaukee Admirals find themselves in somewhat familiar territory. Let's start with this. The Milwaukee Admirals finished in second place in the Central Division this year with a record of 41-24-5-2, 89 points. In the previous round of the Calder Cup playoffs, it was Milwaukee defeating Manitoba in five games. It was the Admirals winning game one, 6-2. It was Milwaukee falling in game two in overtime by a score of 3-2. They fell in game three by the same exact score, 3-2 in overtime. Game four, they secured a 5-3 victory to force a game five. And then in game five, a masterful performance with a 2-1 victory to move them into this round against the Texas Stars. And the Milwaukee Admirals have been tested by a game five do or die scenario already in this Calder Cup playoffs. Now, the Texas Stars, who got here by winning the Central Division with a record of 40-29-3, 92 points, 3 points ahead of the Milwaukee Admirals. They faced off against Rockford IceHogs in the previous round and had no problem at all dispatching the Rockford IceHogs 5-3 in game one, 4-1 in game two, 4-2 in game three. They had the easy sweep. Now, we find ourselves in a game five of round three between the Milwaukee Admirals and these Texas Stars. Game one of the series was 2-1 in favor of Milwaukee. And then game two, the Texas Stars counterpunched with a 5-3 victory, tying the series up at one apiece. Game three saw the Milwaukee Admirals score a 4-3 victory, taking a 2-1 lead in the series in Texas, something they'd only been able to do once during the regular season. They equaled that in game three. They would not be able to follow up that momentum in game four. And that's what game we are here to break down and talk about. It was a 4-3 final in favor of the Texas Stars, and that took place in double overtime, tying the series up at two apiece, setting up a pivotal do or die, go home or continue on to face off the Coachella Valley Firebirds in the Western Conference Finals. That game five will take place Sunday night, 7 o'clock local time, which would be central time. Very quickly, before we move on to the play-by-play and the minutiae, the stats, the numbers, and the Renegades of Puck and everything about the Milwaukee Admirals series, let's go ahead and update you on the rest of the bracket, because the rest of the bracket is completely set now. You've known about the matchup over on the Eastern Conference side in the finals. It's going to be Hershey versus Rochester. Hershey got there by sweeping Hartford. 3-2, 4-2, and 3-1 were the scores in that game. Rochester got there by the same path. No, they didn't also sweep Hartford. They swept Toronto, and those were by scores of 4-3, 7-4, and 8-4. Rochester seeming to really ramp up the offense before having to take this long break to wait for the Western Conference final to be set. Now, one of the most unique, fun, and exciting games in the Calder Cup playoffs so far took place last night. Fascinating hockey. If you had a chance to tune into game five after the wrap-up of the Admirals and the Stars, you were treated to one of the just absolute most bonkers third periods that we've seen in a long time. The final score ends up being Coachella Valley 6, Calgary 5. That took place in overtime, giving Coachella Valley the 3-2 series victory in game 5 and advancing them to the Western Conference final to wait for the winner of the Admirals versus the Texas Stars. Coachella Valley got there through the five games this way: 6-3 in game 1 for Coachella, 3-2 in game 2 for Calgary, and it was 3-2 in three overtimes for Coachella Valley in game 3, 1-0 in game 4 for Calgary to tie it at two apiece, and then 6-5 in overtime in favor of Coachella Valley. Truly, truly a fascinating series. I know that those games were on fairly late at night, but they were worth watching. That was a very good series. And this Coachella Valley team is not one to take lightly in the Western Conference final. So since we only have one game left, I'm going to go ahead and update you quickly on the statistics for the entire Calder Cup tournament. And it is going to be a lot of Coachella Valley on here. The scoring leaders for the AHL and the Calder Cup playoffs so far: Lind from Coachella has 7 goals and 10 assists for 17 points. McCormick, also from Coachella Valley, has 7 goals and 8 assists for 15 points. Evans for Coachella Valley, 1 goal and 9 assists, or actually, I'm sorry, updated, 2 goals, 11 assists for 13 points. And then Hughes, also on Coachella Valley, no goals, but 12 assists. Now, you will recognize some names right here. Tied for 5th in the AHL Calder Cup playoffs in scoring is Luke Evangelista, and also Gross, 11 points, has them tied with McKenna for 5th overall in the tournament in scoring. So the Coachella Valley Firebirds moving on to the Western Conference Final, along with Hershey, along with Rochester, all punched their ticket to the Final Four, but it is truly impressive to look down this scoring list and see that Coachella Valley is literally running away with the Western Conference bracket, and they are doing it by piling up goals. Now listen, we need to update you also on the Admirals and the Texas Stars stats in that series, because a pivotal Game 5 someone's season will be ending on Sunday night, or perhaps early Monday morning, based on what we just saw. For the Admirals, through four games in this series now and through nine games in the Calder Cup playoffs for the Ads, it is Luke Evangelista leading the team in scoring, four goals and seven assists for 11 points. Those four goals represent the team lead. Gross, with two goals and nine assists for 11 points, is also tied for the team lead in points. Sherwood back in the lineup, and great to see that for the Milwaukee Admirals. 7 points on the playoff run so far, two goals and five assists. Delgado 2-4 for 6. Sanford 2-4 for 6. Afanasyev 1 goal, 4 assists for 5 total points. Kemmel has 3 goals and 1 assist for 4 points. And then Jankowski, McEwen, Schneider all with 3 points. And let's not forget what Ratliff has been able to accomplish immediately, and also Rushev. Let's also add him into the stats. Askarov in net for the entirety of the playoffs. Updated stats right here. Has a record of 5-4. 223 saves on 247 opportunities against. That's a 903 save percentage. Now that is down from his regular season winning save percentage of 911. The goals against average at 2.39 is actually 2.48 is actually a little bit better than the regular season goals against average of 2.69. In the first round, Askarov had a 915 save percentage of 2.35 goals against average, so we have seen him with better numbers than he currently has. So his best game could be coming just around the corner in Game 5. For the Texas Stars, let's just start with their goaltender, since we just updated you on Askarov stats. Murray is 5-2 throughout the playoffs so far, 210 out of 228, a 921 save percentage, and a 2.39 goals against average. In the regular season, he had a save percentage of 911, a goals against of 2.31. And in the playoffs, before coming to face off against Milwaukee, Admirals did not suffer a loss, has now taken two losses, so has a record overall of 5-2, and you can look at his save percentage, 929 during the regular season, 921 here throughout the postseason, and he goes against average of 2 during the regular season, and that 2.39 is obviously an uptick by 0.39 goals per game. The Admirals have been able to get through to Murray. They just haven't been able to get through to him enough in certain situations. That's going to be one of the critical talking points of this particular episode, so let's go ahead and let's get into it. No reason to delay the inevitable. We have got to get to the Game 4 recap. It is called the Rebirth Sports Full Game Recap, and it is coming up next.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hockey players are as unique as the game itself, and your uniform should be tailored to fit you. Rebirth Sports is your sports apparel tailor. From shells, bags, warm-ups, hats, hoodies, branding, and more, let Rebirth Sports be your custom hockey tailor.
And don't forget to tell them they do more than just hockey.
Rebirth Sports on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Rebirth Sport, a match made in hockey.
It's now time for the Rebirth Sports Full Game Recap. We go all the way back to May the 19th of the year 2023, when the Milwaukee Admirals were in Texas to take on the Stars in Game 4 of their best of 5 series. We are just 34 seconds into the game, and it is Murray coming with a save on Sanford's first shot on goal of the game. The D, as a matter of fact, has a collision with the starting goaltender Murray, taking the net, the goaltender, and everything in the play all the way to the back wall. That's a heck of a wake-up call. 34 seconds into the game. 3:09 into the first period, Murray comes up with a save on Kemmel. 4:15 of the first period, it's Askarov coming up with a save on Gleason. That's his first touch of the game, good and clean. 5:04 of the first period, Askarov comes up with a save on Petrovic. 6:13 of the first period is McCarron, his first goal of the Calder Cup playoffs. He gives Milwaukee Admirals a 1-0 lead over the Texas Stars, and this was just one heavy, long shot that cleanly beats the starting netminder for the Stars, Murray. We're at 8:02 of the first period, and it's Luke Evangelista's fourth goal of the tournament, giving the Admirals a 2-0 lead in the first period. Ratcliffe, he springs to play with a long pass, slick pass right here. Evangelista goes over the stick with a really good, accurate shot, a good snipe, if you will, from Luke Evangelista. 2-0 now in favor of the Admirals midway through the first period. That's at 10:01 of the first, where we find Askarov coming up with a save on Barber. At 12:50 of the first period, we find Murray coming up with a save on McCarron. McCarron, the offensive dynamo here in the first period. 13:47 of the first period, Askarov comes up with a save on Reedy. Close range here on this scoring opportunity, but at 16:30, Petrovic is going to find the back of the net for the Texas Stars. His third goal of the Calder Cup playoffs. Askarov comes up with the initial stop, but that rebound was just out there, and it was an easy putback for Petrovic. Milwaukee holds a 2-1 lead now in the first period. 17:12 of the first period, Murray coming with a save on Kemmel. 18:34 of the first, it's Shea off the box. 2 minutes for hot staking. We got our first penalty of the game. The Admirals onto the power play. Afanasyev misses a high shot just over the crossbar. Best look that the Admirals had in the setup here, leading to the intermission. We'll have a carryover of 34 seconds into the second period. But first, let me update you on the shots on goal from the first period. Admirals outshoot Texas 7-6. Score, though, is the Admirals 2 and Texas 1. On that carryover, 34 seconds onto the clean sheet, it was the Admirals just, frankly, never having a chance to get set up. You got to give your stick taps there to the Texas Stars penalty kill unit. 1 minute into the second period, it's Murray coming up with a save on Leonard. 5:21 of the second period, Murray comes up with a save on Ratcliffe, plus his rebound follow-up jam. 8:18 of the second period, Scarf comes up with a save on Tufte. That is his first save of the period at 8:18 of the period. 9 minutes into the second period, it's Murray coming with a save on Ratcliffe. I made a note that we were having some very low event hockey over the first half of this period. I also made the notation that was good for the Milwaukee Admirals because it was taking the crowd out of it. And frankly, at this moment in time, the Admirals had quite good control of the game. At 11:13 of the second period, it's Murray coming up with a save on Tomasino. Strong shift would follow after Tomasino's scoring opportunity. As a matter of fact, it would be the best pressure of the period for either of the teams. At 13:19 of the second period, it's Murray coming up with a save on Ratcliffe at close range. Ratcliffe just making a difference the last two games. 14:56 of the second, Askarov coming up with a save on Studenic, and that was from the low circle. A really good look there for the Stars. And at 15:24 of the second, Askarov coming up with a save on Reedy. Texas is now making wholesale line adjustments. You can see they are shortening the bench, and they are definitely trying to get back in this game, knowing the time is short. 15:57 of the second period, Murray coming up with a save on Evangelista. 17:36, it's Rushoff off to the box. 2 minutes for elbowing, and I've got to tell you, this was just not a great penalty to take. With that one-goal lead on the road in a potential closeout game, it was just unnecessarily overly aggressive in this situation, and that's what it leads to. McKenzie's third goal of the tournament. He was wide open on the back post, down on one knee for the poster style easy finish. It was Bork who froze the Admirals defense, much like Phil Tomasino did in the previous game against the Texas Stars. Now Bork does that to the Milwaukee Admirals, including Askarov, who had no chance to even react to it. McKenzie slams the puck into the back of the net to tie the game at 2 apiece. Not a big deal until just a few seconds later, 18:57 of the second period, when Kamano scores his third goal of the tournament. It was another rebound putback, and just like that, the Texas Stars go from being down by one to up by one, and it is the second time in this series that they have had a burst of multiple goals in a very, very quick amount of time. And it is at the end of the second period, the Milwaukee Admirals in a little bit of a state of shock. 18 shots on goal to Texas's 13. but the Ads find themselves down 3-2 on the scoreboard. We roll things over and we find out how Carl Taylor got the team motivated and ready for this third period. We are 1:49 into the third. Scaroff's coming up with a save. On back, 3:55 in the third period. It's Murray coming up with a save. On Ratcliffe, weak side setup. Long shot from out there near the top of the circle. 6:45 of the third period. Scaroff comes up with a save on Damiani after the turnover by the Admirals in their defensive zone. They have certainly been guilty of that down in Texas. 7:27 of the third period. It's Murray coming up with a save on the heavy traffic. And at 9:49 of the third period, it's Murray coming up with a save on Leonard through traffic. 10:38 of the third period, it's Murray coming up with a save on Angelo's backhand off of the rush. Nice to see Angelo getting some contribution other than penalty minutes. 12:09 of the third period, it's going to be Murray coming up with a save on McEwen. The Admirals are just absolutely buzzing. They have seemed to have found that desperation level again that they found in the previous game in Texas that helped them out so well. 12:42 of the third period, it's Murray coming with a save on Sanford at the end of a strong shift in the offensive zone for the Milwaukee Admirals. As we've had to do multiple times during this series, we flip over to the back side of the sheet and we start at 13:13 of the third period. That's where we find Rushev coming up with his third goal of the tournament. It was Leonard's shot that pinballed perfectly off of the end wall and right to Rushev at the back post. Looked like he was in a little too tight, but he's able to make the conversion with some slick hands, tying the game up at 3 apiece, and the never quit Milwaukee Admirals have come back yet again in this series. Now 3-3 in the third period. At 15:46 of the third period, Murray comes up with a save on Gravel. At 16:46, it is Caro off the box. 2 minutes for tripping. The Admirals, who had the number one power play in the regular season, converting at 29.6%. converted at 31% in the previous round of the playoffs, or 5 of 16. Here they have, with 3 minutes to go in a tied elimination game scenario, they have an opportunity to go on the power play, and it's going to be Murray coming up with a save on Sanford's deflection in front. Gardner clears out Sanford with a cross check. 99 out of 100 times that cross check gets called. In this particular circumstance in game 4, that is not going to get called. The Admirals already on the power play. It was nasty, it was vicious, and I think it should have been called, but I don't get to make that ultimate decision. If this was the one out of 100 that cross check, as vicious as it was, does not get called. And to be honest with you, Sanford wasn't jamming away to the level that deserved probably multiple disc adjustment there. So that cross check clears out Sanford. The power play continues. We see a strong PK by the Stars. Maybe I'm giving the Stars PK a little too much credit here, because the Admirals' power play has just been a mess the last two games, but the relentless pursuit of the puck and not allowing the Admirals to really, truly get set up prevented them from getting any strong scoring opportunities other than that first one by Sanford. We hit the end of regulation in game 4. Is Milwaukee out shooting Texas 30-19. The next goal will win this game. So we know the final score will be 4-3. Let's move on into overtime and find out who and how it's going to be. 17 seconds into the overtime session. And it's the first overtime of this series, by the way. The Admirals, 2 overtime games in the previous series. This is Texas's first overtime game of this particular tournament. So we are 17 seconds into the overtime session. It's a Scarf coming up with a save on Gardner after some loose D-zone play. The Admirals really could not get it sorted out on the first shift of the overtime. 2:05. It's a Scarf coming up with a save on Gleason. Texas controlling early play. The Admirals having difficulty getting out of their own zone. At 7:26 of the overtime session, it is Stastny off the box. 2 minutes for cross-checking on Studenic's drive to the net. Absolutely it's a tough penalty to have to take, trying to play some good, tough, hard defense, not give up a good open scoring chance in overtime. Stastny just a little bit too aggressive with the stick. Scarf comes with a save on Barber during the penalty kill. Then Scarf also comes with a save on Bartow, this time at close range, and this one got the heart rate jumping just a little bit. 11:29, but Scarf always gets the heart rate jumping, even when it's just a normal play in the middle of the second period. Scarf is wild. He's wild. At 11:29 of the overtime session, we'd see Murray come up with a save on Sanford off of the rush. Admirals had a good look right here at 11:51. Askarov comes with a save on McKenzie. 13:21, Askarov comes up with a huge save on Damiani after a turnover. This looked like it could be the end for the Admirals, but Askarov keeps them in it. 14:20 of the overtime session, Murray comes up with a save on Sassy. 15:09, Murray comes up with a save on Evangelista's drive to the net. Luke making a bid to wrap this game up. 15:39 of the overtime session, Askarov turns the puck over and is forced to make a huge save on Petrovic. It was like Askarov was getting bored or something back there in the overtime session of an elimination possible game during the playoffs. Askarov, I'm telling you, he's wild. That's the way I just sum it up. That's the easiest way to sum it up. So he comes out and makes his own save after having to play the puck. We come up and see at the 18:31 mark, Askarov comes up with a save on back at 18:56. Murray comes up one more save on Rushev. We hit the intermission, and we are now 80 minutes into this hockey game. It is Milwaukee Admirals out shooting the Texas Stars 36-30. And I've got to tell you, after 80 minutes of hockey, those are looking like 60 minutes of hockey shots on goal number. So each team doing a good job defensively, keeping the total shots on goal depressed at this point in the game and giving their goaltenders opportunities to not get overworked. We go into the second overtime session. Sudden death for the Milwaukee Admirals and the Texas Stars. 1:42 into the second overtime session. So the fifth period of the game, it's Murray coming up with a save on Willsby at 2:57 of the third period. Second overtime, it is Murray coming up with a save on Sanford. Milwaukee answers with a strong start to this overtime session, the same way Texas came out in the first overtime session. 5:09 of the second OT, it's Murray coming up with a save on Sherwood. That was the Admirals' 40th shot on goal. And again, great to have Sherwood back in the lineup, hunting down the puck, getting himself an opportunity to wrap this game up. 9:13 in the second overtime, Skarov comes with a save on McKenzie. We would see a scrum after the whistle. The shot came in from long range, and listen, the Texas Stars have found success from long range in this series, but this was kind of a throw it to the net, get the whistle, and then skate all the way into the crease and give Skarov a nice snow shower. Admirals respond with a small scrum. Good to see the blood still pumping. It was the first shot on goal of the second overtime session for the Texas Stars. 11:26 of the second overtime, it's Carroll off the box. 2 minutes for tripping on Kemmel. Kemmel absolutely earned this power play for the Milwaukee Admirals. Good control of the puck, took it around the zone, looked to knife through and drive to the net, and that's where he got tripped up, earning the power play for the Milwaukee Admirals. And again, Milwaukee Admirals power play in the regular season converted at 29.6%, which was best overall in the AHL, and in the playoffs to this point had converted at 31.3%, 5 out of 16 in the previous round. And I'm going to go ahead, I could keep going on that one. And even in this round so far, they had been 3 out of 8 before games 3 and 4. So we go to the power play for the Milwaukee Admirals, and it's absolutely nothing. I would give more credit to the Texas Stars penalty kill, but I think now I'm starting to give them too much credit. The Milwaukee Admirals power play has suffered a power outage at just absolutely the worst possible time that you can. So double overtime, nothing on the power play for the Admirals. 13:36, the double overtime session. It's Murray coming up with save on McCarron at 15:10. It's back, wrapping this game up in favor of the Texas Stars, 4-3. His second goal of the playoffs. It was a left circle wrist shot. It was only the third shot on goal in 15 minutes of the second overtime. Reminded me a lot of all the way back in the second period on the front of the sheet, how the Admirals mostly dominated the period, including on shots on goal. But finally, the Texas Stars get just a couple of shots, and they were able to score. It was a quick goal bunching in the second period, and this time it's the overtime winner in second overtime for the Admirals. This was single digits, longest game in history. I thought Aaron Sims did an incredible job calling all five periods, staying very energized and keeping up his energy for 95 minutes of this game. It was only a matter of about 12, 13 minutes away from being the longest game in Milwaukee Admirals playoff history. So the Admirals fall in Texas. The series evened up at 2 apiece. The Texas Stars were down in this game early, found their way to fight back, and never gave up. Relentless attack by the Texas Stars defeats Askarov and the Milwaukee Admirals, tying the series up at 2 apiece, game 5 on Sunday night. Now, for the Texas Stars, it's the first time they've been in a scenario like this year. The Admirals can rely on having the experience of winning the previous round against Manitoba in a very, very close, tight checking 2-1 game 5. We'll see how the Admirals respond to the Texas Stars in game 5, but for now, we've got to get inside the minutiae of this game. We've got to talk about the box score, the stats, give you some analysis, and we've also got to get Brian Baston here in the trenches. That was the Rebirth Sports full game recap from game 4. Stick Taps, Love and Respect, Rebirth Sports for making sure we have proper sponsorship for the amount of time that it takes sometimes to cover a playoff game. Back in just a moment with the Renegades of Puck podcast. Time to get into the analysis.
Hello.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Oh, hello, hello. I'm Tracy, owner-operator of Strong Style Fitness. And that's me and my training assistant, Rizzo. And we are here to bring you fitness that meets you where you are by offering circuit classes, bar-inspired classes, Tabata workouts, boot camps, guided stretching, and more. All taught by a certified personal trainer, me. To learn more, go to our website, strongstylefit.com. Subscribe on YouTube at Strong Style Fitness. Follow on social media at Strong Style Fit. But most importantly, let's get you moving. It doesn't matter if it's your first workout or you've been doing it for years. Strong Style Fitness has the workout that meets you on your journey and helps you along the path to a happier, healthier life. I understand where you've been, what you were going through, and where you were going, and I want to take you there. We'll see you on the mat. Mwah.
Yaroslav Askarov in this game was 29 out of 33. He took the loss. Now, on the playoffs, Askarov has a record of 5-4, save percentage of .903, goals against average of 2.48, 223 out of 240, 724 goals against. And let's talk about his performance in game 4. He was not the best, but he was not bad either. As a matter of fact, it was just not as great as the Admirals needed him to be in this game. Now, is that unfair? Are the standards too high for this rookie netminder who has helped the Admirals now get to a game 5 against the division-winning Texas Stars? Perhaps the criticism, the critiques of a goaltender that is regarded as such a high prospect can be a little too much at times. So I thought he was not bad, but he wasn't great, and the Admirals did need great to win in this game, but he'll have an opportunity in game 5. And I mentioned it in the previous game when we were talking about Askarov. I do not believe we've seen his single best game of the tournament so far, and there would be no better time than to do that in game 5, which of course will be the end of one of these two teams' season. Coachella Valley waits in the Western Conference Final for the best of 7 moving forward. So Askarov, not bad, but not as good as needed for the Admirals to win in this game. Let's talk about a couple of positive notes, because there were some positive notes in this game. Gross picked up three assists. The Admirals, three goals. Gross, three assists in this game. Now 11 points in the Calder Cup playoff tournament. That is not only tied for the team lead in the playoffs, but it's also tied for fifth overall in the AHL in playoff scoring. So Gross out there performing at a very high level each and every game on the blue line for the Admirals. Luke Evangelista, you've got to talk about him each and every game, just leading the way. He's just a strong presence in the lineup. We knew from his successes with the Nashville Predators down the stretch of the season that going back to Milwaukee and playing at the AHL level should lead to good things for Luke Evangelista in this Calder Cup run, and it absolutely has. He picks up goal in this game. Now, five shots on goal in this game as well, and that was tied for second on the team. His four goals for the tournament leads the Milwaukee Admirals, and his 11 points, again, leads the Admirals, tied with Gross for first, and also tied for fifth overall in the AHL in scoring in the playoffs with all of the Coachella Valley Firebirds lineup, it seems. So for Luke Evangelista, he's absolutely a strong and necessary presence to his Milwaukee Admirals team. He's already done so much, but it is possible that Luke Evangelista could put this team on his back, as young a prospect as he still is. Let's not forget how quickly Luke Evangelista has come into our lives and blossomed right before our very eyes. Truly, truly a great prospect for this Milwaukee Admirals team and the Nashville Predators franchise moving into the future. Let's talk about Rusev. He was all over the place in this game. He was noticeable out there, and I sometimes make those notations. Sometimes a guy's not filling up the stats. He's not filling up the box score necessarily with the glamour statistics that get most of the coverage, but sometimes I like to just make notations about players that are noticeable shift after shift for a complete game, and I thought Rusev was really wonderful in this game. Again, it's not the first time he's been really effective in this playoff tournament. One goal, one assist for 2 points in this game. Now, his three goals in the playoffs is only one behind the team lead in Luke Evangelista, also Kemmel with three goals. Now, let's talk about another player who has suddenly come onto the radar and is making a huge difference out there, and that is going to be Ratcliffe. Of course, you heard Ratcliffe's name so many times during this broadcast over the course of 90 plus minutes. He had an assist in this game, five shots on goal, again tied for second in this game, and the notation I made for him, he was everywhere all the time. Every time there was a loose puck, every time there was an opportunity for a 50-50 battle, it was Ratcliffe coming out with the victory in that situation. And again, just a revelation in game three and now game four. Hopefully he can continue that momentum and find a way to become even more effective. Believe me, Admirals fans quickly falling in love with Ratcliffe out there on the ice. So Isaac in the game picks up one assist. Now, those were some good things that I could point out because, well, let's face it, the Admirals never quit attitude. They go into Texas, they win game three, they come back in game four late to tie it up before falling in double overtime. There's one singular reason. When a game is that close over 95 minutes and it is decided by a wrist shot from the circle, there is absolutely a singular reason, and you can find it when you go through the numbers enough. And this one jumps off the page at you pretty quickly, especially it's so damning the timeliness of this situation. The power play for the Milwaukee Admirals. You all knew we had to address this and we had to talk about it, and we would be negligent and guilty of malpractice in analysis if we did not talk about the failures of the powerless play for the Admirals. 0-for-3 in this game. And I look over at the series stat sheet and I see an Admirals team that is now 3-for-13 in this series. They started 2-for-4 in game one, 1-for-4 in game two. We all know how important the power play was for this Admirals team in the previous round, where they converted at 31%, going 5 out of 16 in game three. They fell 0-2 on the power play and did not doom them. They were able to come away with the victory in that one, but 0-3 in this game. Now 3 out of 13 in the entirety of this series through four games. And again, it is not just that they went 0-3 on the power play after having the best power play in the entire regular season and the best power play in the playoffs to this point, but it was the timeliness of the failures of this power play. Late in the third period of a tie game, an opportunity to put this game away in regulation, the Admirals could not seemingly get set up. Only one scoring chance right there. And the rare, and I'm talking about extremely rare, double overtime power play, and supposed to be the best power play in the league, and you couldn't even get set up. The power play went limp. It just went totally limp in games 3 and 4, 0-5, and it is the single reason that the Milwaukee Admirals lost this game. Their ineffectiveness on special teams. Now listen, the special teams has come through for this team time and time again against Manitoba and also early in the series against Texas. But going 0-3 on the power play and giving up a power play goal against, it is the difference in what was an incredibly close game for 90-plus minutes. So the power play must find a way to get a conversion in Game 5. The opportunities will be limited, probably like a double overtime power play would be. Game 5, you're not going to see a lot of whistles. It's going to have to be a really, really obvious penalty on probably an obvious scoring chance. If it doesn't happen right around the net or right on a scoring play, you're probably not going to see very much called. So unfortunately, the power play was the power outage for the Admirals, and it cost them Game 4. Give credit to the Texas Stars at the same time for putting up a valiant penalty kill effort. When on the season, they had the 5th ranked penalty kill in the AHL. They gave up 41 power play goals against, had a kill rate of 83.7%. In Game 4, they had a kill rate of 100%. And believe me, it is a big notice by everyone following and tracking the series. All right, that's going to do it for my analysis. But we've got the box score, we've got stats, and we've got a couple other things to talk about, including Brian Baston, coming up next right here on the Renegades of Puck podcast. The digital environment can be quite intimidating, time-consuming, and cumbersome, especially with all those other areas that need attention at your business. And that's why Stripe Digital Solutions is here to help. I know, because that's exactly what Stripe Digital Solutions did for me and the Renegades of Puck. From designing my home website and helping me create my merchandise to special event posters, brand building, and social media management. But it's not just that. It's so much more. Stripe Digital Solutions has helped me every step of the way. From startup to full-time operation, Stripe Digital Solutions has been there to assist and advise every single step of the journey. In today's fast-paced world, the path to success is having a strong digital partner, and nobody is better in the trenches than Brandy and Stripe Digital Solutions. Get the solution before it's even a problem with Stripe Digital Solutions. When it comes to the box score, you know what? For a game that went to double overtime and was as significantly long on the historical list for the Milwaukee Admirals, honestly, the box score kind of reminds me more of a regular full 60-minute game. Let's get to the box score, and I'll kind of explain how things, numbers were just down in this game. Good defensive effort by both teams is what it leads to. Luke Evangelista had a goal in this game. Michael McCarron had a goal in this game. And Austin Rushoff also had a goal in this game. On the assist side of things for the Milwaukee Admirals, it was Jordan Gross with 3, and then it was Isaac Ratcliffe with 1 assist. John Leonard picks up an assist. John Leonard, heck of a series. He is somewhat snake-bitten. Got a lot of shots on goal. Leonard, again, in this game, 3 shots on goal. He does pick up an assist, but he's been buzzing around the net in the offensive zone this whole series and just hasn't been able to find the back of the net. Rushoff also with an assist in this game. And shots on goal, it was Zach Sanford with 6 to pace the Milwaukee Admirals. Sanford had a very good game out there and had a couple of opportunities to wrap this game up. Unable to do so. Luke Evangelista had 5 shots on goal. Isaac Ratcliffe with 5. Michael McCarron also with 5 shots on goal. And it was McCarron doing the work, especially early on in this game. It was a great job by the Admirals to get out in front, but just unable to hang in there with the Texas Stars. By the way, the Texas Stars, of course, the best offense in the entire AHL for the regular season. 3.68 goals per game. So that 4th goal last night kept Texas right on par with what they've done during the regular season. It just goes goes to show you the Admirals have been able to do a fairly good job of keeping the Texas offense a little more at bay than they had during the regular season. When it comes to the netminder, Yaroslav Skarov, 29 out of 33, and he takes the loss in this one. Just a couple of other stats from the series. And this one, Aaron Sims pointed this out as well. And you notice this after game three, but now after game four, it's even more staggeringly dramatic. The shots on goal in the series in game four, it was 45 for Milwaukee, 33 for Texas. For Texas, represents the most amount of shots they've had in a single game in the series. For the Milwaukee Admirals, 45 also represents the most amount of shots they've had in the series to this point. Of course, that makes sense. It's the only game to go to overtime, and it went to double overtime. Time. For the series, though, the Milwaukee Admirals are outshooting the Texas Stars 144 to 107. That is a massive disparity. Hopefully, the Admirals can find a way to take advantage of their onslaught of shots in Game 5. Special teams. It was going great for the Admirals through the first two games of the series, but then they get into games three and game four, and the power play goes a combined 0 for 5. Now for the series, 3-4-13. The Texas Stars are 2-4-10 in the series. No power play goals in game one, 0-for-3. 1-for-3 in the second game, 0-for-2 in the third game, and 1-for-2, of course, in the victorious game four, forcing game five. So that is going to have you all set up with the box score. Now you are fully updated with all of the official game sheets and everything going on. I think that means, I know what that means. That means it's time for Brian Bastin from OnTheForeCheck.com. I'm so happy to have Brian in the trenches filing this report. Brian put in the hours, stayed up very late, and I know this Renegade was incredibly tired. So let's get to the numbers you need to know, the charts you need to see, and the Renegade Analytics Desk. He's the one and only Brian Bastin, and he's up right now.
Thanks a lot, Charlie. The Admirals got rowdy for a real long time on a Friday night, taking Game 4 in Texas against the Stars all the way to double overtime tonight. But unfortunately, the Admirals went scoreless on the power play for the second straight game, and Sunday night we'll see Milwaukee and Texas play for a spot in the Western Conference Finals. Playing in a pivotal final game of a playoff series isn't something new to us. I mean, the Admirals just did it last round, coming back from a 2-1 series deficit to beat the Manitoba Moose 3-2. But how good has Milwaukee been in the Calder Cup playoffs since joining the AHL in 2001? That's going to be the topic of tonight's One Big Stat. Now, the Milwaukee Admirals have gone to a final Game 5 or Game 7 in the Calder Cup playoffs 10 times, including this series with Texas. And while the Admirals have won one this year and last season, both against the Moose, you have to go all the way back to the 2004 Calder Cup championship season, where they beat the Cincinnati 4-3 in the first round, or the year that they lost in the finals 2 years later when they beat Iowa in the first. And that's it. 2004 and 2006 are the only other times that they've won those pivotal games. The Admirals are 4-5 in series deciding playoff games, but the good news is they've done it 2 years in a row, and they've succeeded, so I think there still is hope for the Admirals to close this out on Sunday night and take their first trip to the conference finals since the 2005 season. And that's tonight's One Big Stat. Charlie?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you so much, Brian. Stick Taps, love and respect. You sure to appreciate the late night filings by the one and only Brian Baston. He's got the charts you need to see, the numbers you need to know from onthefourcheck.com. He runs the Renegade Analytics Desk, and I sure do appreciate the one and only Brian Baston. Listen, for the Milwaukee Admirals, they found themselves in a Game 5 already in this playoff run. There is no doubt that they can handle their business on the road this time. The Texas Stars have not found themselves in a Game 5 backs against the wall scenario, but they did extend the series from Game 4 to Game 5 by winning a do-or-die game on home ice. They had to come back. They had to secure the victory down by two early. They win it in double overtime. The Admirals have only won one game in the regular season in Texas and now one game in the series in Texas. They will have to double that if they want to get on to the next round against the Coachella Valley Firebirds in a best-of-seven Western Conference final series. It comes down to rookie netminders Askarov versus Murray. Both of them have played really good, but it is Murray who has the better record and the better numbers overall in the playoff bracket. Askarov could easily play his best game, and we know he is fully capable of doing that. So that's got you all set up. It's got you recapped on Game 4, set up for Game 5, box score analysis, Brian Baston, and everything. Good episode right here, jam-packed with lots of information. It is operation number 762, and we're not done just yet. As a matter of fact, I want to close out the show with one more quick little bonus segment right here. That's right, a little bonus hockey coverage right here. And we've had a lot of talk in this area recently about how much hockey coverage is too much hockey coverage. And for the Renegades of Puck, there is simply no such thing. We are living, watching, playing, and talking about hockey for life. That's how we do it here in the trenches, and every one of you are welcome to jump in with us. What I want to talk about at this moment in time to wrap up the show is the Renegades of Puck Hockey Club making their debut at the Gary Force Acura Ice Arena, game one of the season versus the Woolies. Let's get into it. Let's talk about it. So many things happening in this game. As a matter of fact, we go all the way back to 5-18 of the year 2023, when the Renegades of Puck were taking on the Woolies in Nolensville, Tennessee, at the Gary Force Acura Ice Arena. Captain Charlie Saunier deploys his lines in the following way. Woodall, Nielsen, and Lovett would take out the first line and begin the game. It would be McCann, Brady, and Bellucci on the second line. Skip Martell and Mike Milnick on the third line, putting in the checking responsibilities for this game. On defense, starting would be Poole and Saunier. Welcome to the lineup, Dustin Poole. Great to have him in the lineup. He would also be wearing the A in this game. Bartlett and Bice over on the second defensive pairing. We would see Ben Brinton and Brandon Adams be healthy scratches for this game. And Jesse Lavin would make the emergency start in net, backing up the Renegades of Puck. We are early in the first period. The Renegades of Puck controlling, keeping the puck in the zone. Strong pressure, good shots on goal, and it is a dominant first shift by the grouping of Nielsen, Lovett, Woodall, Poole, and Saunier, keeping the play alive, setting up the second line for an offensive zone faceoff, and that's where we would find Brady finding Bellucci for the first goal of the season. The world-class distribution service known as Chris Brady gets the play started and cashes in with John Bellucci in the slot area. Renegades of Puck on the board with a 1-0 lead on just the second shift of the game. We would find the first goal of the season coming from the blue line for the Renegades of Puck. It would be Brad Bartlett scoring his first goal as a Renegade of Puck. It would score from long range, making the score 2-0 in favor of the Renegades of Puck. The defensive effort from the blue line would continue as Dustin Poole, making his debut for the Renegades of Puck, would have a strong keep in at the blue line. One of many early in the first period helping to set the tone. That would lead to a shot, and that would lead to Brady cleaning up this time, taking care of that Poole shot and putting it into the net, getting himself a goal, making the score now 3-0 in favor of the Renegades of Puck. The Renegades of Puck would continue controlling the neutral zone. Strong on the cycle, very good on breakouts out of their own defensive zone. That's where we would find Run ZMC cleaning up a feed from Brady. That world-class distribution hooking up with Zach McCann in the slot area. Zach McCann's first goal of the season and first goal for the Renegades Renegades of Puck makes the score 4-0. These two showing good early chemistry. Showed a lot of chemistry during camp together. Now, clearly showing some good chemistry out there in gameplay. We find Chris Martel knifing through the D down the slot, just missing the connect pass from the blue line, and Saunier trying to feed it through. Maybe the pass a little bit too leading and a little bit too hot. First line goes to work deep, though, after this. They are absolutely causing chaos and mayhem all throughout the zone. Levette and Nielsen seem to know where each other are going to be at all times, and Kyle Woodall is absolutely working along the walls and in the corners, and that's when we see Levette take advantage and score his first goal as a Renegade of Puck, making the game 5-0 here in the first period in favor of the Renegades. We see Poole out there on the blue line using the traffic in front, and he snipes from distance. When that regulator mounts up, there is no doubt what he can do when it comes to a snipe. It's his first for the Renegades of Puck, his first of the season, and it gives the Renegades of Puck a 6-0 lead. Blue line contributing to the offense all throughout this first period. We see that first line of Nielsen, Woodall, and Levette back out there on the ice, and they are immediately back to work. They are on the cycle, and they are finishing from close range, and this time, it's going to be the starting center for the Renegades of Puck, TJ Nielsen, with his first goal as a Renegade, his first goal of the game. The Renegades of Puck hold a commanding 7-0 lead at the end of the first period. We hit the intermission. We come out with the long change here in the second period, first game of the season for the Renegades of Puck and the Woolies, and it's going to be Jesse Lapid coming up with a strong save on the breakaway to preserve the shutout. He goes with the full stack and comes up with his biggest test and biggest response to the game at this point in time. Defensive lapse there by the Renegades of Puck. It's Brady's world-class distribution service, so that goes back to work right after that, calming things down, slowing the play down, getting the cycle going, and striking again with Zach McCann for his second of the game, giving the Renegades now an 8-0 lead. We would see John Belucci coming back in with the same second line. He would win a battle to loose puck and jam that puck into the net for his second goal of the game. Renegades of Puck now hold a commanding 9-0 lead. Before the end of the second period, we would see Zach McCann clean up one more time in front of the net. It would be his third goal of the game. It would be the first hat trick in Renegades of Puck history. It would also be the 10th goal of the game for the Renegades of Puck. We go to the third period, and it's the ROPD that is getting out of sorts, leading to a lapse in coverage and a rebound goal against. First goal against the Renegades of Puck this season. Renegades of Puck now find themselves up 10-1 in the third period. We see a couple of adjustments, line changes, and double shifts for Skip here in the third period. Skip moving up to the second line, getting some extra and additional moments. The checking line out there, the newly put together checking line for the third period, doing an incredible job of maintaining things and keeping it nice and quiet until we find ourselves at the handshake moment at the end of regulation. It is a 10-1 victory for the Renegades of Puck. Due to the other games that took place, the Renegades of Puck at 1-0 find themselves in first place due to goal differential of 10, 5 goals ahead of the second place in goal differential. So Zach McCann is the player of the game, obviously, with a hat trick, but he couldn't do it all by himself. And Chris Brady comes in just behind Zach McCann, just because he didn't have the glamour stats, but he went ahead and set up Zach McCann in a number of ways. A goal and 3 assists for Brady. Belucci chips in with 2 goals. Levette and Nielsen with a goal each on the first line, and out there on the blue line, Poole and Bartlett each with a goal. Bartlett a game-winning goal, the first game-winning goal in Renegades of Puck history, and Jesse Lapid picks up the victory. 1 goal against, a huge breakaway save in this game. So great job by the Renegades of Puck. We definitely celebrated in the locker room afterwards. We talked about the game and we started getting set for next week. There's no time to sit and relax, celebrate for a little bit, and then move on to the next game. Just 1 of 10 regular season games for the Renegades of Puck in our first official season. After that, 12 weeks of camp, you can see how much all of the hard work has paid off. That team absolutely followed me through hell. I might as well call them the Junction Boys of Beer League Hockey, because because I basically didn't let them sharpen their skates, tape their sticks. Hell, I don't even think I let them hydrate at any point in time during the camp. I also bag skated them 90 minutes to 2 hours on some of those nights, and the work is absolutely paying off. We looked like a cohesive unit out there on the ice, line after line after line, five Renegades in a full wave attack. What we were able to accomplish early in that game in that first period is an indication of what we can continue to do as a group together. I cannot be more proud of my Renegades. They never quit on me. They never quit on each other, and they most certainly never quit on the opportunity to play hockey here for the Renegades of Puck. I am absolutely one proud captain sitting here in the bunker reflecting back and thinking about the game just the other night. So the Renegades of Puck are 1-0, and you'll continue hearing about the regular season for the Renegades of Puck right here on the Renegades of Puck podcast. That's right. We have a podcast. We have merchandise. We have a hockey team. We are a hockey culture, and you are welcome to join us in the trenches at any time. What's a Renegade? It's easy. You got the fire. You got the fury. You got the passion. You love the glorious game. You found your home. Welcome, Renegades. I sure do appreciate your time. I appreciate your viewership, listenership, and most importantly, I appreciate each and every one of you. I'm your host and captain, Crazy Charlie Saunier. Stick taps, love, and respect.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.